Hi guys, it's Thursday again. Welcome back to my podcast, The Unraveling with Miles Dre. I just have to apologize for the past weeks that I've not been dropping my episode, and I wouldn't lie to you, it's actually very painful to me as well that I've not actually dropped this particular episode, because it's very, very important and I'm happy to actually do so this week. And I just hope you all accept my humble apology, because I noticed a lot of my friends have been coming in, I've been asking around what's wrong and all that. I'm really, really sorry. I've been doing a lot of stuff lately, and that is the reason for my setback. But I promise you all that I'll make sure that I make it all up to you all. And just going straight to today's topic, so that I won't actually waste much of our time. The topics are actually love and pain. I repeat, love and pain. Now, what I want to bring out in this topic is that wherever we see love, there's always pain. When we get too excited about love, we get pain. Pain is like the twin brother to love. So, and I get to understand that this pain and love, they tend to interchange and they affect our life. They affect the way we react to the future relationship we'll be having, or even the current one we are having at that moment. They tend to influence the way we react, our characters. It builds up another person that you don't even expect, or you don't even know you are this kind of a person, because you have let that love or that pain to actually consume you too much, that it has actually affected your own personal characters and the likes. And just as you know, on my podcast, we are here to investigate how to actually manage this pain and how we can actually put it up for good use, and how it could actually help us to even see the goodies that this pain brings about, despite the fact that it's pain, it's actually painful to have that love, or it's actually painful that you actually lost someone, or you got an heartbreak. But there's still a very good lesson that you could actually get from that pain, and so that we could actually make use of that pain or put it up for good use is all how we're going to be investigating today. Now, going forward, see, when you are in love with someone, you start to actually develop strong compassion for them. You see, now the powerful urge to be connected to this person brings new aspects to your relationship, such as emotion, your emotional or physical intimacy, passion, and the desire to know everything about them and be known by them in return. Now, everything you see from the time you were a child, like watching fairy tale cartoons, to a teenager reading about love in books, or seeing romance in movies or on TV, this tells you love is supposed to be perfect. And now, none of these things that I just mentioned, none of them mention that there is pain in the mix, or that there's actually something that is going to hurt you in this love. Now, because they don't give you these fairy tales, it's supposed to have a happy ending, or it's actually it's something that they actually present for you so that you could actually know how to build up your love. They don't let you know the pain that is a mix of it, or that you need to endure hurt that comes along with the emotion. Love is supposed to be the ultimate conqueror of all the bad in the world. Unfortunately, sometimes it uses its power to bring the strongest persons to their knees, and we obviously all know this. We see why love is responsible for some of the most blissful moments in our life. It can turn this moment dark in a matter of seconds. Why does love hurt so much? It's a question that some of us have been asking ourselves. Love can hurt no matter how healthy your relationship is. It could not actually be with your husband, it could not actually be with your wife or your spouse or even your friend. But what I just want you to know is that no matter how healthy that relationship is, love can still hurt. You see, it is normal for love to hurt, and you don't have to be in an abusive relationship for this to happen, because for as a matter of fact, it always seems as if it's only those that are in having abusive relationship, those are the people that are seeing pain in love. But no, as a matter of fact, even good relationship can bring some aching discomfort at times. You see, caring deeply about someone else is enough to transform emotional pain into physical pain, and science has even confirmed this. So love is painful because love brings growth, love demands, it transforms, and is painful because love gives you a new birth. Love brings your heart into relationship, and when the heart is in the relationship, there is always pain. If you avoid the pain, you will miss all the pleasure of life. With love, you become human. You stand erect on earth. With love are problems, but with this problem is growth. See, the greater the problem, the greater the opportunity. More and more pain. You see, the more you have that pain, the more your well experience, or the more you have this problem to solve, these challenges to solve, the more you're going in experience about how to actually manage that pain that comes with that love. So I get to understand that we tend to miss it, that pain, we're actually looking for something perfect in that particular person that we are talking to, or we are looking for that perfect relationship. But no, it does not come that way. That pain is there. So you cannot actually escape it. So because by the time you consume it and you tend to put it up for good use, it adds more to your own experience. It actually enhances your experiences about people, about getting to know how to actually manage someone. Now let's continue. You see, because of all these problems or the pain, that is why many people never love, and it's so painful because they never become vertical. Love never shatters you completely. It simply shatters you a little bit. It shatters the cost of your ego, but the center of your ego remains intact, right? Then there is a deeper pain, deeper than love. It shatters you utterly, and which is death. So when you have learned how to love, and you have learned that the pain that love brings is a blessing in disguise, it is beautiful. Then you become able, and you can actually take another bold step. Love is a training ground, a school to learn first lessons of the beauty of the blessing and the benediction of disappearance, to learn that pain is bliss. See, attraction and affection don't stay the same, and love can feel different for each person, because we are not actually everybody's actually different. So everybody feel this attraction and affection in different way. But that being said, you need to make an effort to sustain love in your relationship over time. You see, ask anyone if love is complicated. There's a good chance they'll probably say yes. At least, I think 80%. If you ask 80% of people out of 100, they would definitely tell you, there's a good chance they will tell you yes. Or sometimes at the very least. Part of love complications stem from the fact that it can be challenging when the person you love does not feel the same way, or when they do, but your relationship feels to take off. Love can also complicate life because it takes different forms, and you might not immediately recognize which type of love you are actually feeling at that moment. What does being in love actually mean to you? You see, you can also develop romantic love without experiencing heart-pounding excitement. See, someone who falls for their best friends, for example, might notice their long-standing platonic love become more romantic and sexually charged almost overnight. And of course, the love you feel for friends or platonic love can still run pretty deep, even though it does not involve any romantic or sexual attraction. So love is painful primarily because people often place too many expectations on the emotion. In many cases, people cannot live up or cannot actually stand up to that high bar that you have set down for them. So this is why this pain is always there. Let's take a look at some things that occurs to cause pain in love. What are those things that occurs that cause pain in love? See, the first point I would actually like to discuss about is the fear of the unknown. The fear of the unknown. See, the uncertainty about the future. You see, love is wonderful, and when we are falling in it, we feel so wonderful and secure and happy, and we got accustomed by the security and comfort, and we don't want it to go away. Unfortunately, there are no guarantees in love. We know that from experience, and our hearts are so scared that this relationship turn out like others and will cause us pain over again. You see, when you love somebody so much, it hurts. There can be fear associated with the future. Many people worry if their partnership will progress forward, or if their mate's feeling might actually begin to fade. That apprehension can be painful. Because of that fear of the unknown, you don't know what will happen in the future, or you feel like, oh, about what happened in my past relationship, what if it happens again now? What will happen to me? Hope I will not break down again. Now, that this kind of fear of expectation or of uncertainty about your future in that particular relationship brings that pain. And once this pain is coming around, it brings fear. And because of this, because you are uncertain about that relationship, you are uncertain about that person, you are uncertain about the future of that relationship, then definitely pain is attached to it. So yeah, are you now seeing where we are going now? Another point that I will have to bring about the pain that comes with love is the bargain we bring. You see, yes, we have all been in and out of love over the course of our lifetime, and for many of us, the memories of what caused previous heartbreak is real and is still present in our mind. As a result of this, we bring the baggage from the past relationship into our new ones, and that can cause pain. Let's make a sample of this. I know that some of us, or some of us have quite a number of boyfriends or girlfriends who have actually let you down, or let us down, let us put it that way, that actually let us down. They made us promises, big promises, and they did not follow through with them, which actually left us heartbroken, right? So now, as a result of this, when we are in a new relationship, we constantly look out for not being let down. Sometimes it is so bad that some of us even set up our new guy or our new lady to let us down. We set them up just to see what they will do. See, these baggages that come from our past relationship can cause us a lot of pain in the new one, and that is dangerous because we don't want that baggage to interfere with the new one's success. So if you are bringing pain from your past relationship, try to let it go and not project it into that your new partner that you are having. It's not actually the new guy's fault that another guy messed up, right? So why are you making that particular new guy to make up for the pain that you are experiencing in the past? So this baggage that we bring about is what is bringing that pain to us. It's bringing that pain that is attached to that love you have, that previous past love you have, is now affecting you because you brought that baggage to the new love. Now, the next point I'll actually pick again is the expectation of what could be. This one is more like that future I said the other time, but it's close related, but not the same. The expectation of what could be. You see, unfortunately, it is that damn future that causes love to hurt in a relationship. It is natural to have an idea what being in relationship will look like, but when the reality does not match, it can be demoralizing and upsetting. And another reason why love does hurt is because we human beings also have an unfortunate tendency to focus on what the future might bring rather than focus on the present moment. This leads to endless ruminating over what might happen in the future, and we get disappointed when those expectations are not met. For many of us, living in the moment is very difficult. Instead of enjoying where we are right now, we project ahead to the future. Even if you are secured in your relationship, wondering what is next can cause physical and psychic pain. It is those questions that you go on over and over in your head that do it. When will I see him? These are the questions we ask ourselves. What will we do, if anything, this weekend? When can we move in together? When will she introduce me? When will he introduce me to her friends? All these kind of questions comes to our head. Now, again, worrying about the future, even in a secure, committed relationship, can still cause all these things because we ask all these questions. So, you might also find yourself feeling actually needy and clingy, neither of which are very fun for your partner. So, if this is you, worrying about your future constantly, try to let go and focus on right now. Focus on that present moment. Why are you always thinking about, what could this expectation be? Where are we going? What was he thinking? Why not enjoy that present moment and just see how the path leads to that particular future that you are going to? We are not saying the future should not be planned, but why are you placing too much expectation that, when you ask yourself a lot of questions that you don't have an answer to at that particular moment, you tend to even miss the enjoyment that you should be getting at that particular moment. You are missing that enjoyment because you're thinking about the future almost every time, and you tend to even miss out the goodies or the experience or even the good thing that you need to learn about the new person. Well, the next point again is that the self-doubt and confusion can arise. We are always afraid that that person is going to let us down, and this is a pain. If you find yourself asking why love hurt so bad, you could be experiencing confusion as to whether your mate is the ideal partner for you, or if you have made a mistake we are in that particular relationship. Perhaps the perfect partner is still waiting for you and you are missing out. All this kind of doubt that you are having in your mind, that you are asking yourself, oh, have I not made a mistake with this person I'm dating at this moment? Oh, hope my I feel like my perfect partner is still out there. Maybe because you have seen something that is not good in this particular partner and you feel that, oh, this person might actually cause you pain. Or you did not discuss it with this person. Maybe you don't like a particular character about this person and you feel like, oh, I've made a mistake in this relationship. Maybe my perfect partner is still out there. All these doubts can bring out, not only to you, but significant or to that particular significant other who will actually likely sense that you are having doubt. And when this person senses that you are having this doubt, this person too tend to do what? Tend to move up. You see, when you know you are falling in love and you are so excited that you finally met a person who had their shit together and knew how to treat you, when you are falling in love and we know that that person is that perfect person, but then as time goes on, our person reveals, that person we are talking about that you feel like so perfect, reveals more of who he is, and we learn that maybe he's not exactly who we thought he was. I'm not actually saying that your guy turned out to be a sociopath in all cases, but your perfect guy does not turns out not to be perfect. Perhaps the guy who always used to hold the door for you, maybe when you want to go out of the room, or maybe you want to enter the car, is always holding the door for you and sometimes does not. Or perhaps he has revealed himself to be a bit of a slump. Perhaps he spends more time at work than he used to, or he plays a few more video games that you don't actually like. So all these little things, when the person we thought was perfect turns out not to be, they can be a huge letdown. And it's not that they aren't perfect enough to keep around, but sometimes the awakening can be good, can be actually be a good one and a painful one. So what do you do when the letdown causes you pain? You take stock of the good things about that particular person, like the fact that he's not a narcissistic sociopath, and if necessary, address the things that might not be so perfect. If you know that the video games are going to be an issue, either talk to him about how you feel about them or choose to accept them as part of your life. Either way, don't let the fact that your person isn't the perfect person get in the way of your happiness. Funny story, you probably aren't quite the person he thought you were either. And he still stays. So why are you now feeling like you wanted that perfect person? That other person that you feel like is perfect, or you are afraid that the person have let you down because the person did not meet up to one expectation or the other. Why do you think that person does not also have that expectation on you too? But the person still stays. How come you are the one consuming all the pain, bringing up all the pain onto yourself? Another one I want to talk about is, change is good, but also can be painful. What do I mean here is that if you ask why does love hurt so much, you could consider a new partner. Like when you are having a new partner, I want to actually use that as an example. With a new partner comes someone to adjust to, because different circumstances, a person you need to make concessions for, perhaps, or even perhaps you need to change your schedule. Like maybe not joke so much, or laugh a little more, be a bit more serious than you usually would, because you feel like this is a new person and you are not actually free. Let's just put it like, life comes with changes, and often these are good, but they can sometimes turn a life upside down and sideways with adjustments that can be painful to get used to and uncomfortable to deal with, because maybe your partner does not like. I as an example, I don't actually like eating fish, but now because I don't actually like eating fish, does that actually mean that if my other spouse actually like eating fish. Should I now say they should not put fish into the stew when they want to cook? So these are the things that I might not actually be comfortable with, but I just need to deal with it and just adjust to that particular moment. So these are these adjustments that needs to be taking place. And these adjustments that are taking place is the pain that I'm actually facing in that particular situation. Another one is, the last point I'll actually discuss it because of our time is, life lessons are never easy. Loving someone so much, it hurts, can often mean that you fail to see the things you might be doing to push that person away. Generally, these missteps aren't recognized until the breakup and the life lessons are learned. What do I mean here again? Is that, see, when you want to, in this life, we learn lessons and it's always hard and it's never easy for us. So, sometimes like that, when we are in a relationship and there's a lot of problems that are actually happening in that relationship and it later ends up in a breakup. Sometimes it is until that breakup comes into place that is when you get to learn that lesson. You get to even know that, oh, maybe if I've done this thing the other way around when I was with this person, that relationship wouldn't have crashed at that moment. But the only issue there that I want you to know, the pain there that I want you to know, is that if you are in that relationship, you would not have learned that lesson. But that breakup that you have is the one, it is the open eye, is an open eye for you that now made you to understand that, oh, this is the lesson that I need to learn in that particular relationship. But because you are in that relationship, you could not learn that particular lesson at that moment. So are you getting my point here? So I just want we all to understand that wherever there is love, there is always pain. The pain comes in with the expectation, the adjustment, the caring, the excitement, everything. So the letdown, all these things are what brings about pain and love, and they work hand in hand. But I just want you to know that you can always use this pain and use it for a better use. Use it in the next relationship. It even helps you to go generally. It does not actually always have to be with a partner or your sexual partner or the likes. It could actually be with your friend, whereby you even tend to use that pain. You let it to modelize you and you use it in a very good use. You even with that pain, you get to even investigate somebody in a very good when you first see that person. I have some people like that, whereby when they see somebody like this and they see the person talking, they will tell you some characteristics, some uses that person can actually proclaim. So I only have to cut it short in this podcast. I have to say, how can you actually stop being hurt by love? Well, I'm not saying there's a magic formula to completely prevent heartbreak. There are few things you can actually do to lessen the impact of love on your physical and emotional health. So this is what I just want to discuss about. Number one is work on yourself. You see, therapy is a commonly offered solution to this, but that is because it works for the vast majority of people. The smaller the amount of the baggage you carry into a relationship, the smaller the chance that it could actually hurt you. Another one is exercise. As I mentioned previously, sometimes like that in my previous podcast, I always say that exercise is always good. You can walk around, draw, like play with pets, do a lot of things to actually help you to, you know, move away from the hurt you have actually found in one previous love or the other. Another one is distract yourself. You see, I've said this also that in my previous podcast, that you could actually always distract yourself from maybe you want to maintain a balance in yourself, in your life. You can always distract yourself, play with your pets. You see, there's a saying that says an idle mind is the devil's workshop. So this exists for a reason. So keeping yourself busy means your brain has less time to ruminate on things whether that thing that that's thinking about the future or wondering why your last relationship came to an end, all these kind of things could actually get off topic on you. Another one is get off social media. You see, why on social media has many just clarify that social media has many advantages. Connecting with long lost friends, keeping in touch with your distant family member, it also aggravates your worst impulse, especially when it comes to a relationship that is not actually going well or there's not actually ended well. It's easier to stop feeling unlucky in love when you are no longer seeing your ex and all that. So social media could actually bring back all these memories. So making the decision to also let go is also a very good one. Just let go about it. Move on. So love hurts, but it also heals. I repeat, love hurts, but it also heals. We may be tempted, we may be actually tempted to dismiss love-induced pain as a burden instead of seeing it as a functional. See, love hurts, yes, but in modern times, love-induced pain can also bring healing. Listening to our body when love hurts can motivate us to talk to our partner, which compromise and knows that we really are invested in that relationship. So use that pain, put it to good use, discuss with your partner, listen to your partner. See, when love hurts so much that we feel we may die, we are also prone to adjust our perspective. How much weight are we placing in the relationship on this person? What is the expectation you are placing? Because if that person is not meeting up to that standard, then definitely you feel that that person is letting you down. All this thing, all this pain that you are feeling in your last relationship, definitely put it to good use and make it a better one. So, just to end everything, I always say, I want you all to actually live a better life. I want every one of us to actually learn from one past mistakes and make up use of this mistake. Don't let this pain to consume us, because by the time we let this pain consume us, we tend to react in different ways and we even tend to hurt ourselves. We tend to even say things that we don't mean in that particular relationship, and we even tend to lose trust in people at a very little thing. So love does hurt, but for good reason. As the poet Alfred Lord Tennyson once said, it is better to have love and it is better to have love and lost than never to have love at all. The only way to keep from being hurt by love is to avoid it, and even that does not always work. So being in love means letting yourself to be vulnerable, and being vulnerable does bring with when you're vulnerable, definitely you'll be hurt, and a chance that when you're hurt, you have that experience, and this will make you stronger. So my everyone, I hope you all enjoy this particular podcast, and I want you all to actually go over it every time. Anytime you feel down, or maybe you need one information or the other, you can always go back to it, learn from it, and you should always know that we have all have more good topics for you all, so you to learn from. Don't forget, pain comes with love. No matter how you want it, no matter how you want to avoid it, it comes with love. But all you just have to do is manage that pain, make use of it, put it to a good use, and you see your life get better. And don't forget, prayer is also a key. Always put prayer first. Anything you want to do, make sure it's all good. God bless you all. My name is Ayomide Odulame Miles. Once again, see you all on my next episode. Bye-bye.